When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Every Pokemon Episode Ever podcast is now on YouTube. Go on YouTube and search Every Pokemon Episode Ever podcast and click that subscribe button to never miss an episode. Welcome back, everybody, to another fantastic episode of the Every Pokemon Episode Ever podcast. I am one of your hosts this week, Wrestling Chris G, and on the other line with me is my brother who always loves to wear black. He's the goth one of the group. It's good old Dougie Fresh. Dougie, my man, how you doing?
Can't stand wearing black.
I know you can't. I know you can't. It gets too hot, right?
It does. It gets too hot. It attracts heat.
Yes, it does. Oh, man. But we are back, bro. And we're here on another black and white episode. How have you been doing, man?
Not bad.
That's kinda good.
Getting by.
That's good. I'm doing good as well. I don't think I actually have any stories this week because things have been pretty calm outside of, within the past like 30, 40 minutes, I've started getting the sniffles and I hate having the sniffles. And I'm sorry if I sniff, I'm going to try to mute my mic as much as I can, without disrupting the podcast. You might hear it, Doug, because it doesn't mute on your end, but it does mute for our audience. So
every sniffle that comes through, you owe the fine people a pack.
No, because if I mute it, I don't owe them shit. But a good episode.
That's what I say. If it comes through.
Oh yeah. True. And the audience will hold me to it. They'll be like, all right, you sniff this much, you need to give away some Pokemon packs, which I could do because I have like hundreds of them here in this house. But
none of that fake Walgreens stuff.
Hell no. I am never buying a Pokemon pack from Walgreens again. I'm going to go straight to the source, or I'm going to go to GameStop because GameStop be... Their drops are legit. And I can't say I will go to Walmart because for some reason people always beat me when it comes to going to Walmart. So I can't.
Yeah, that gets picked over pretty quick.
Yeah. So, and I don't know about everyone else's Walmart. We have to get our Pokemon packs from behind the returns counter because people kept going in there and they would open up Pokemon packs or they would steal Pokemon packs and it got to be too much. So they're like, okay, well, if you guys want Pokemon packs, you got to come behind the counter. Now, let me just say that it's only the Pokemon cards because you can go into the store. You can get some Magic cards, some Yu-Gi-Oh cards, some baseball cards, some football cards, and all of those are still on the card rack. It's all the Pokemon shit that's behind the returns counter. Like, come on. Come on.
They got Pokemon cards and razors behind the same.
And baby's formula. Yeah. All of it. I don't think I really have too many stories to actually go by this week. I guess it is getting closer to the roast date. We are under 2 months now from the Wrestling Chris G roast. Are you prepared, Doug?
never mind that you've got your daughter's birthday, you know, coming up in a month. No, no, no. Never
mind. Well, I try not to vocalize that on the show, but yes, yes, that is coming up. and then we have a nice little party that's gonna happen. I'm gonna enjoy it because the party's actually gonna be at my in-laws and it should be fun.
They got a nice space.
Yeah. So it's gonna be there. It's gonna be fun. We're all gonna have a good time. And that's what's gonna happen. Yeah. but are you prepared for the roast?
I mean, define prepared.
Do you have your stuff written out for all the speakers?
No, because you haven't given me a final list.
Yes, I have.
You have not. People keep changing. You said
the list has not changed. There's only been one back out, and everyone else is still good.
I've never gotten a list.
I will. Okay. I will hand you over. I can screenshot it. It's in my phone. I will give you that list. Boy, you should have asked me. How are you preparing for the roast and you don't have the list?
I ain't really sweating it. I don't understand what the whole hoopla is.
Am I done on your part? The main guy?
Like I said, I'm having trouble cutting it down to 5 minutes. Your red light.
Oh, yeah.
You put me up here.
Something tells me some people are going to be going long, and that's what's going to scare me. They're going to look at the timer and just be like, "Man, fuck that! I'm still up here. I haven't even got my hooker in yet." So
you said no hookers.
Oh, fuck. So today's episode is called The Lost World of Gothitelle, or translated from Japanese, Skyaro Bridge and the Gothirusel.
So that would be the Japanese translation of Gothitelle.
Yes. Yep, that's the Japanese translation, and I'm gonna go with the English version because I don't even know if I even pronounced Gothitelle's name in Japanese properly. But I gave it my best. You guys, what's up?
Right, and they mess up when they throw they have different names for the Pokemon and different names for the towns as well.
Yep, which. I mean, I get it, but sometimes things should be a little universal. Just a little bit. Especially the names of the towns. Like I could fuck with the Japanese names of the towns as long as it's the same name here in the English version, and then we could all get used to the name of the towns together. But
yeah,
didn't do that. So it's different in French, it's different in English, it's different in Japanese.
Pokemon characters' names and towns should all be the same.
Yes. Yes. I am 100%. And you know, I do like some Pokemon Japanese names. When I'm watching the anime. And I mean, Pikachu's universal. Right. Why can't all of them be universal? But I don't either. But today's episode premiered March 3rd, 2011 in Japan, and here in the States, June 25th, 2011. Now, before we get into this episode, this was a weird-ass episode, bro.
Yeah, it was.
This episode has so many twists and turns, and I honestly, like, through watching it the first time, I had to kind of rewind a little bit. I'm like, okay, wait a minute. Wait, what's going on? I mean, we're going to kind of break it down, but not that we sound confused or anything when we're actually doing this review. It's just the episode's weird. And you guys are in for a nice little episode when once we like jump on into everything. But yeah, it's
so I watch these episodes at 1.5 speed. I put them on, I absorb them, I look over, you know, when there's no dialogue going on, like during a battle or something, I'll look over and I'll take in the battle. This felt longer than 21 minutes.
Oh, wait.
That's not a knock on the content of the episode. It just felt like they squeezed a 42-minute episode into 21.
Yes. Okay, so I'm not the only one that felt that. And it wasn't even just with this one. I mean, obviously, peel behind the curtain. We normally do two episodes at a time when we're recording. Even the next episode that we're about to do had so much going on. And I'm just like, maybe it's the weather outside. Maybe it's because it's so wet outside and it's been freaking wet for a while. But these episodes seemed really long to me, but we're gonna get into it.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I was gonna say it's been a minute since we did Black and White. We did Black and White last week, and I don't remember. Maybe because I say last week. I mean, I'm talking last week in real time. I don't know what everybody heard last week on the feed. But when we dealt with the Ducklet episode, the episode was about the three of them dealing with the Ducklet.
Yes.
There was about two or three things going on in each of these next two episodes. And it felt like, okay, we need to give equal time. Well, how in the hell do you divide three pretty hefty topics by 21 minutes? Well, 20 minutes if you count the freaking theme song and the credits.
Yeah, I was about to say I skipped the theme song now. I mean, I'm a fan of the theme song. I mean, it's kind of rubbed off on me, and it's kind of when I was watching it, there's snippets in the intro that's actually pretty funny, and I thoroughly enjoy watching it. Like if I'm just gonna sit down, but half the time I'm just fast forwarding through it now. We're almost 20 episodes in on Black and White, and it watching the same music video over and over again. It came down to even when we were doing the Kanto episodes, when they had the Pokemon jukebox, and it's the same four or five songs over and over and over again, because they were trying to sell the damn Pokemon Forever CD.
Right.
And boy, I mean, they sold me on it when I was little. I had that CD. Did you have that CD?
I feel like I had to have had it at some point. But so, I couldn't. I don't know if it's still in this house.
Mine's definitely not in my house. But I do, on our Oculus that we have, I did download some Pokemon songs onto the Oculus. I downloaded the Brock song about when he was talking about Nurse Joy and Officer Jenny. I downloaded that on there. I downloaded the Pokemon theme song by Jason Page. I downloaded...
Oh, why didn't we think of that when we were over? That would have been cool.
I know. Tell me about it. But yeah, I downloaded quite a bit of stuff onto the Oculus, and there's one I cannot beat the Poke Rap to save my life, like at all. Like
bro,
what?
That's it.
What's it?
That you get really good at it. We'll get somebody to record you, and we can put that up on Patreon because you owe the people.
I owe the people a Poke Rap. And I can do the Poke Rap. I can sing the Poke Rap. I know the Poke Rap. I just haven't done it. And I was supposed to do it back when we first did the Pokemon, the first movie. It was supposed to be at the very end of the episode, and I never did it.
Never did it.
Put the episode together. We held on to that episode for about a month or so, and I never took the time to sit down and actually do the PokéRap.
Well, that's your goal for when we're getting ready for 2000.
For 2000. All right. Are you going to hold me to it?
Well, I said I was going to hold you to it for the first movie, and we see how well that turned out.
I was hoping you were going to say, yes, I'm going to hold you to it this time. And my reaction was going to be, well, we'll see when it comes down to it. But
make a note on my phone.
That note's going to be buried away with other notes.
Not if I put it on my alarm every morning.
nobody has time for that. You don't want that as your alarm every morning. Remember to tell Chris to do the PokéRap. Remember to tell Chris to do the PokéRap. You're going to get sick and tired of it.
No. It's not vocal. It's a note.
And the note just pops up.
Right.
Go for it.
Every week or so, I'll text you.
Don't forget the PokéRap. Right. Okay. All right. We will see.
It'll be done for 2000. It'll be done for 2000 or I quit the show. How about that?
Oh, you heard it, everybody. So is this show going to become a one-man show?
I don't think anybody wants that. No.
Oh, man. I'll have to get MC Mel back on here and be like, save the show. I cannot do this by myself. Well, we can't even call her MC Mel anymore. That was MC Mel is Mel's nickname from Sports Entertainment Breakdown, but she's married now, so we can't even call her MC Mel anymore.
I guess not.
No, we have to call her MM.
It sounds like we've got a stuttering problem and nobody.
ML. No, that doesn't sound right. No.
No, no.
Eminem.
Well, she does have blonde hair.
Does. So, all right, everybody, you guys ready to jump on into this week's episode? You ready, bro? Ready?
Yep.
All right. So, we start this week's episode with our heroes in a forest, because they're always in a forest. I don't understand why they just don't take regular road, but they're in the forest again.
Because they don't have a vehicle.
Who cares if they don't have a vehicle? I mean, we find out in this episode there's a big ass bridge that they're gonna try to walk.
Oh, but you remember back in the Kanto, they had to get bikes
in order to cross the bridge.
Yeah,
they would have died if they didn't have the damn bikes, because that bridge opened wide up, and nobody was gonna make that jump. So. But yeah, our hero, Silen, it looks like Silen's looking at a map. And they're trying to get to Castilia City, the home of the third gym badge that Ash needs in order to enter the Pokemon League. And Silen's like, there's a rather large bridge up ahead. And he's like, it's large. He's like, it's actually the biggest bridge in the Unova region. He's like, it's called the Sky Arrow Bridge. But Iris is like, I bet the view on top of it must be incredible. And Simon's like, once we cross over it, we'll be in Castilia City. And Ash is like, woohoo! And there we go into the title sequence. I think that's the quickest we've ever gone into the title sequence, bro.
Yeah, but I'm still a fan of Kanto, because you got the theme song straight off the rip, and then you went into the episode. Like you just said, you know, it's pretty much within the first couple minutes, but there's no, like, set rule that the theme song has to be at minute X. So it's pretty much just whenever there's a break, it's like, I'll bet you the theme song's got, yep.
So, all right. And do you want to go into what happens right after the title sequence, bro?
Yes. So, we come out of the title sequence and everybody's looking across the way at the bridge, and they're like, it's gigantic. It's huge. And, he goes, once we get to the other side of the bridge, we'll be at, Castilia City. And Ash is like, cool, I'm going to go in here and I'm going to, call Professor Ivy and
Professor Juniper.
Where's Ivy from? She's on the Orange Island.
Yes. It's all good.
Like, I know I didn't pull that out of nowhere. And so he's like, and he points, and he's like, I'm going to go call her. And then we see this woman walking out of what looks like a convenience store, and she's like, oh, this area has changed a lot. And she's looking kind of wistfully, and Ash almost runs smack into her.
Yeah, and not even watching where he's going. Like, even Pikachu and him are like the exact same, because Pikachu wasn't looking at all either to even notion to Ash, yo, you're about to run into this woman. Like, what good are you, Pikachu, if you're not gonna sit here and help Ash if you're gonna be out of your Pokeball? At least be a second pair of eyes.
I'm saying. So, you know, Ash shows that chivalry isn't dead, and he lets her go into the Pokemon Center first, and Cylon and Iris catch up to him, and Iris, she spits out the nails on a chalkboard line of, oh, yes. You really are a child.
Yeah, you're such a kid. You need to watch where you're going. I'm like, shut up. Like, when is Ash just gonna tell Pikachu? Pikachu, just Thundershock. Just once.
She's already caught one, hasn't she?
I mean, yeah, but obviously it wasn't enough. Just fry a little bit more of those brain cells and maybe she'll forget that line.
I don't know if you can cross that line. You might not have that many to mess with.
Facts. But, after that, so Ash is like, all right, I'm excited to go and call Professor Juniper. So he goes inside, and the next scene is he's already on the phone with Professor Juniper. And he's like, I just caught a Swaddle. Isn't that cool, Professor? And she's like, that's great, Ash. She's like, I've got all the data I need from the Padove that you sent me. Now, okay. Doug, I need to ask you something that kind of bugged me on this scene, okay? So the professor has Ash's Padove, because he sent over his Padove after he caught it, right?
Well, yeah, I think we because he caught because Scraggy hatched.
Yes.
And we were kind of doing the thing. I think we had that discussion during the concierge.
Yes. And what professor does not know what a damn Padove is? What kind of research did she really need to do on a damn Padove?
Yeah, it's not like they're... Well, and even if she did need to do research, it's not like they're like super rare. I mean, she could pretty much go out and put out a bird feeder and probably catch about 5 of them by lunchtime.
For real. But, okay, neither here nor there. And she's like, yeah, I got all the data that I need from that Padove. If I send you back Padove, can you send me over your Swaddle? And Ash is like, sure. She's like, thanks a lot. Can't wait for your next catch. So Ash puts down Swaddle, and he gets his Padove back, and it zaps in, and he now has his Padove back. He's like, welcome back, Padove. And he puts it back into his bag. Pikachu's all happy. And then they look over to the left, well, their left, and they notice the woman that Ash almost ran into at the beginning of the episode, and she's staring at the wall inside of this store that has photos of the bridge that's right outside of the shop, along with a boat and a house. And Ash walks over there and he's looking at it, and Silent and Iris are walking with him. And Silent's like, "Those are from before the bridge was built." He's like, That was back when you needed a boat to cross over." And the lady goes, "Yeah, they called it a water taxi." And Ash's like, "Oh." And she's like, "They regularly made trips for travelers who came out here." And Ash's like, "Wow, that's amazing." And Iris is like, "Do you live around here?" And she's like, "No, I don't. Goodbye." And she just walks away all nonchalant, because she doesn't want to talk to these kids. And part of me kind of felt like she's too good for them, because I got that impression when Ash almost ran into her. Do you get that impression, Doug?
I had to do a double take on that line because it was so abrupt. Is it Iris was like, "Do you live around here?" And she's like, "No, goodbye." And I was like, "Oh, I must have had a bad copy. There was must have been a line skipper." No, that's just what it is. I was like,
Yeah, she just I man, some things I just want to say on this show, and I have to be PC on this show. But yeah, she's just stuck up to me. I mean, that was just a stuck up line. I'm sorry. But all right, so Doug, you want to take it from here?
so Ash is like, "Well, we should get going too." So they walk out of the Pokemon Center and are looking at the bridge, and
It's foggy.
it's foggy as all get out. And Officer Jenny pulls up on her motorcycle and throws out a, oh, for goodness sakes. It's the evolved form of ducklet.
Yeah.
Swansea?
A swana.
Swanna.
Yes.
And she tells Swanna to use oh, of course, that name is the same in Japanese and American. Sure, why not? Make an ass of me.
It's the evolved form of ducklet.
And we find out from Dexter that attacks with its bill, and it can bend its neck and strike repeatedly, and tells Sawana to use defog attack,
Yes.
and Sawana's just beating its wings, and it looks like, well, quite frankly, nothing happens. And
Her swanna sucks.
Officer Jenny gets that stereotypical anime bead of sweat across the neck, and then we see a car go speeding by, and she's like, "Hey, you're not supposed to drive through the fog. What are you doing?" And she takes off, running. Never mind her bike. She just takes off after the car, and
And Swanna flies right behind
swan and.
her.
Everybody's laughing, having a good time, and Ash is like, "Well, it's on the other side of that bridge. Let's just go." And
And then
Iris
it.
is like, "Well, that's a fair point." And then we cut, and we see them walking across the bridge.
Yes, and it's at this point Ash is looking around. He's like, "I can't see a thing." And Silent's like, "Neither can I." And Iris is like, "Now you stay close to me, okay, Axew?" And Axew's is like, "Axew." And it's at this point that the camera kind of pans up to the peak of the bridge. Like, so there's these two pillars, and there's like some red lights that are on the top of the pillars. And it shoots down what looks like a reddish purplish laser, and it hits right in front of our heroes. And Ash is like, "Whoa, what was that?" And Silas like, "That was a psi-beam." And Ash is like, "Where did it come from?" And he looks up, and there she is, Gothitelle. And Gothitelle is like, "Gothitelle." It's just floating right above our heroes. And Silas like, "That's a Gothitelle." And Ash is like, "Gothitelle?" Hey, of course, he pulls out Dexter, and it says, "Gothitelle, the astral body Pokemon. Gothitelle's psychic power is so great that it is said to warp space and time and distort reality in the process." And Ash is like, "But why would it attack us?" And Pikachu's like, "Pika!" And Gothitelle comes and floats down right in front of our heroes. Now, this is a weird looking Pokemon. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I have this version, and that I also have the baby version of Gothitelle. I think it's called Gothrita. Don't. What's up?
So that's cute. That's
Yeah,
accurate.
I believe. Don't crucify me at all, at anybody. That I'm sorry if I got it wrong. I'm about to look it up on my Pokemon Go game, but Gothitelle comes right down in a halting stance and then puts her hand up, and Ash is like, "Come on, we just want to cross the bridge." And Pikachu's like, "Pika," and Gothitelle's like, "You're not crossing anything." And fucking shoots out Psybeam right at our heroes and makes our heroes fall to the ground. And Gothitelle's like, "Gotha." And Silas like, "Gothitelle really doesn't want us to cross this bridge."
Oh
And
shit.
it's not like it just put its arms up and is telling you that it doesn't want you to cross. No. Ash gets right back up. He's like, "Well then, I'll just have to change Gothitelle's mind. Pokemon battle. All right, Snivy, I choose you." And Doug, you want to take on this part of the battle?
So Snivy comes out looking all slick and cool, like it's too cool for school, and Leaf Blade, and she comes spinning that, and Gothitelle puts up a attack. What's it, barrier?
Yeah, I'm guessing it's barrier or protect. One of the two.
And it bounces off, and then
Gothita is the baby. Sorry.
there you go. I knew that was bothering you.
Yeah, it was. Oh, yeah. There's Gothita, Gotharita, which is the what looks like the teenage version, and Gothitelle, which is the final form. There you go.
So, pardon me. Gothitelle backs up and fires out another attack, and Ash counters with Leaf Storm, and there's like a big collision of energy, and it's just white. All of a sudden, Ash, Silent, and Iris start to fall, and it's like, oh shit, they've fallen off the bridge, and they're gonna die. And then you're like, what, they're gonna die? It's only been freaking 6.5 minutes. What are we doing here? And then all of a sudden they're in the middle of a field, and
They're
they're
basically
like holding,
they're right at the beginning of the bridge again.
and they're like, what happened? And Iris is like, I remember it up to the part where we were wrapped up in some kind of light. So basically what we saw is the viewer. And
What I like about this scene, bro, is when you get a look at the bridge again before they even say anything, the bridge is now not finished.
no, it's under construction still.
Yes. So,
And
but they haven't made note of that.
then but then, they immediately do, because who says it?
Silent.
Silent is like, it's like they're building, it's not done. And Ash is like, all right, what the hell's going on here? And from off screen, we hear, are you passengers? And they look over, and a little girl is standing in front of a railing and waving. And she's like, do you want to get on top on the on top of you want to get on the water taxi? Which, if you're curious, in Japanese is water bus.
Oh, I like water bus like, better.
I like water taxi better.
Oh, tomato, tomato.
Right. And she's like, it's going to go to the other side. And she's like, water taxi. And Iris is like, what do we do? And Silence, like, we should go for it. At least it would kind of give us a hint of, you know, where we are and what's going on.
Yep. And it's at this very moment that they receive a ticket from the little girl. And she's like, Gothitelle, we have a new customer. And Gothitelle is standing looking like an actual person with as tall as it is. And she's like, Gothitelle, can you show them around? And Gothitelle turns around, is so happy. And Iris is like, is that the same Gothitelle that attacked us? And Silas is like, strange. That looks like a, that Gothitelle looks different somehow. And Iris is like, now what? I say, let's go and get on this boat. Which, okay. I'm going to pause this real quick. Gothitelle just attacked you. Gothitelle just used Psybeam on you twice. Sucked you into a portal because Ash went to battle Gothitelle. It's at this point that Iris is like, so she's like, let's just go and get on this boat. Which, okay, bro, if this was me or you, a Pokemon just attacked you. Are you going to go and get on a boat of the Pokemon that just attacked you when you're on the bridge?
No, but we're looking at this from the benefit of a viewer.
Yes.
So we have the ability to go, okay, what did we just see? And we can kind of piece it together. They literally just landed on the opposites or the beginning of this bridge. They look up and they realize it's not done all of a sudden. And then, you know, all of a sudden there's this strange little girl. With the benefit of being a viewer, we can look and say, and Gothitelle's Pokedex entry was a real big, like, hit you over the head, like, hey, dummy, pay attention clue, which I didn't catch on first viewing. I mean, it started to make sense, you know, as the episode was going on. And, you know, to their credit, they were a little bit hesitant because Iris was like, is that the same Gothitelle from before? And I did think it was weird that Silent was the one that was like, well, we might as well go on. We could figure out what's going on. That should have been Ash, quite frankly. He should have been like, I'm going to go up to that little girl and I'm going to figure out what's going on here.
Yeah. Not
that little girl was going to be able to provide answers because that little girl is living in her timeline and her reality.
Yeah. And so it's at this point that they get on the boat and the little girl says, all right, we're all ready. Let's go, Gothitelle. And Gothitelle uses its psychic move and unties the rope from the boat. And Ash is like, hey, that's psychic. Wow. Even though that move should not surprise him anymore. You were literally a doll. Like in your timeline, Ash, probably months ago, you were a doll. You should not be surprised at all when it comes to seeing the psychic move.
Would it break don't know, like, would it break, like, continuity, or would it break, like, timeline if he was like, this is giving me some weird Sabrina vibes. The expectation is, as a viewer, you followed him from Kanto to Johto to the Orange Islands to, I mean, obviously I'm skipping her, but you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
As a viewer, you're watching all this.
It would have been cool. It would have been cool for them to make a callback to it.
Obviously, you know, Sabrina doesn't have to be on the water taxi or anything.
No.
I mean, that just would have been just, what are we doing here?
Although, but
that would have been a nice little hat tip.
Yeah, but that, I think that would be giving us as viewers too much credit, because when you're talking Pokemon, at least in Black and White, a lot of the people that grew up watching Pokemon on a weekly basis probably don't really watch it anymore, and they have more newer viewers who are the age that we were when we started watching Pokemon, to make a call back over to Sabrina. Because maybe viewers don't know who Sabrina is.
That's true. That's a fair point.
Because this is 2011. You're talking all the way back to, you're talking 12 years prior. When everything, 12, 13 years prior to when they were battling Sabrina so Ash could get his Marsh badge. So. Yeah. That's right. That is weird to think. Holy crap. Oh man, we are on two different worlds when it comes to reviewing these Pokemon episodes. But all right, bro, if you want to, I'm going to lend you this next part of the scene when the little girl walks over to what looks like it's her father on the boat.
And she's like, "You know, Captain, you know, we're ready to take off." And Captain gets on his little intercom and he's like, "You know, sorry for the wait, but we're ready to set off." So they take off, and you know, the water taxi's moving along, and you know, our heroes are kind of looking, and the little girl and Gothitail come up and they're like, "Would you like any juice or snacks or anything?" And of course they, I mean, we don't know when they ate last, and they have, to the best of our knowledge, they've jumped dimensions. So they're probably hungry. So
just a little bit.
Ash, Pikachu, Axew, and Iris are sitting there munching on some of the snacks, and Ash is like, "This is delicious." And Iris is like, "Did you make these yourself?" And she's like, "I sure did." And one of the passengers is like, "That's so sweet of you." One of the other ones puts down her cup of juice and is like, "Is it true that the water taxi is going to close soon?" And the captain's kind of steering, and he's like, "Well, there's nothing really I can do about it." And that was it. He didn't, there was no follow-up. He's like, "That's it." And we take a shot outside the taxi, and then
we're back on land.
No, we're still on the boat.
Oh, well, yeah, we're still on the boat, but Silent makes note about how the bridge is still under construction, and then he's making the assumption that they've traveled back in time.
Yeah, this is like the first time where he's like, "This is definitely a different world than we started the day in."
Yes.
And you know, Iris and Ash are kind of dumbstruck, and Iris is like, "Does that mean that we came here through a time?" Oh, I was going to say time ship, and I was like, "What do you do?" Time slip is the caption that I have. I don't know what you have. Silen's like, "Well, I really can't say I really can't confirm that yes or no, but and Iris is like, but that, and then
They're coming into the dock,
and we look over and got the tail and the little girl are enjoying their sweets, and we get a shot of them approaching, and it's still foggy, and Ash is like, and we're getting off.
Something doesn't seem right.
Right. And then we get off, and then almost immediately Ash is like, shit.
Yeah, he looks around. He's like, this can't be. And then they run off the boat, and they run up the hill, and they turn around. He's like, I think we're back where we started. And I was like, but that doesn't make sense. She said we were going to the other side. And Ash is like, what the hell is going on here? And Silas like, I think we're stuck in some kind of loop. And and Iris is like, what do you mean by loop? He's like, no matter how many times we ride that boat, we'll always end right back up where we started. And Ash is like, what? And he looks up at the bridge. So basically what just happened, they got to the middle of the bridge as they're getting ready to go to the other side, and somehow time rewound itself and everybody was gone. The boat's back at the dock again. And I'm pretty sure if they walk down again, everything that just happened is going to happen again.
Yeah, because I think the world is only constructed to go to a certain point before it kicks back.
Yes. And then, so our heroes take a nice little rest and they sit down. And it looks like they sit down for quite some time. And I guess from them sitting down, Gothitelle is now going to tell a different part of her story. Because you look down and Gothitelle is sweeping the front of the shop that's at the bottom of the hill. And the little girl is off to the side and she yells over. She's like, we need to stock up on some more juice since we sold all we had. And Gothitelle runs over and Gothitelle does its psychic move, opens up the door and brings out a bunch of boxes and stacks them onto this cart. And the little girl just starts running it. What looks like she's running it all the way over to the boat. And Silas like, I had a thought. Perhaps we should find out about Gothitelle. And Ash is like, good idea. Well, duh. So Doug, from here, they're restocking the what looks like a soda and juice machine, if you want to go from here.
And you know, they kind of approach and they're like, hello. And the little girl looks up and he goes, the passengers from before. So I'm definitely reset, but she still recognizes them.
Yes.
Because otherwise she would have said, are you looking for a ride on the water taxi? So she still recognizes them. And Ash is like, I'm Ash, and this is my partner Pikachu. And Iris is like, I'm Iris, and this is, and Axu's like, Axu. And Silen's like, I'm Silen. We find out that her name is Sally.
Yes.
And you know, she's waving, and she's like, this is Gothitelle, and Gothitelle gives a little wave, and Silen's like, it's nice that you help out with the water taxi. And pardon me. And she's like, yep. Papa is the captain and I'm his assistant. And she's beaming and she's proud of herself. And
she should be.
And Silen says, we wanted to board the water bus,
the water taxi.
Because we heard that it was going to be removed. Oh, shut down, whatever the fuck. And Sally's like, oh, nasty rumors going around a lot. I'm hearing that a lot lately. And she's like, isn't that right, Gothitelle? And she kind of winks, and Gothitelle gives a little nod. And Ash is like, oh, so is Gothitelle your Pokemon? And she's like, no, Gothitelle is wild, but and it's lived around here. But one day it started helping out, and you know, we've become
really good friend.
Really good friends, and they hug, and it's sweet. And she's like, well, we've got work to do. You know, we'll see you later. And they walk off, and she's pushing her little cart. And Ash is like, well, there was nothing particularly strange about that. And
Iris is like, yeah, it's just a little girl and her Pokemon. And then we look over, and they're swabbing the deck in a way where they're mopping the deck. And Iris is like, I have to tell you, that Gothitelle seems really happy. And Ash is like, yeah. And Silent is over here, and he's just confused because he wants to get back to his own time. And he's like, ah, it's possible we're in a world that Gothitelle created. And Ash is like, but Silent, how can Gothitelle do that? Duh, Ash, it's a psychic Pokemon. Come on. I mean, I swear, sometimes this boy, I just, But Silent's like, Gothitelle actually has the power to warp space and time. And he's like, and I believe we've gotten lost in the world that's been created as a result. He's like, you may find this difficult to believe, but I think Gothitelle was the driving force behind the fog, especially considering that Swanna's defog didn't work when Professor Jenny, I said Professor Jenny, when Officer Jenny told it to use its attack. Does that make sense to the both of you? And it's like, that makes sense. And Sina's like, my theory is after Sky Arrow Bridge was completed, there's a strong possibility Sally and Gothitelle moved away from the area. And he's like, that must be a world. This must be a world in Gothitelle's memories. He's like, I'm sure of it. Iris is like, you know, all those happy times Gothitelle had with Sally must be some of the dearest memories Gothitelle has. And Silent is just going in. He's like, yeah, much like the time we spent with our Pokemon. He's like, creates many special memories for us. So for the Pokemon as well, the time that they spend with their trainers is just as special to them. So he's just going on a full-blown rant. You want to go into the next scene with the father and Sally?
Yeah, such a rant that Axu fell asleep. Ash is like, oh, so these are Gothitelle's memories, huh? And, you know, we see, you know, the father's, you know, patting Sally on the head and, you know, giving Gothitelle a pat on the shoulder. And Ash is like, well, this place is nothing special. And,
well, forget you, Ash. Maybe it's special to them.
And that's kind of what Iris says. It must be special to Gothitelle. I mean, she made the whole world. And Silent's like, yeah, that makes sense. And he's like, even after I stood here talking to you for 5 minutes, there's still something that I don't understand here. And, you know, we see what looks like Gothitelle leaving. And Ash is like, okay, let's go get him. And
this
Gothitelle
is the who's that Pokemon of this episode.
Right, and the last thing we see is Gothitelle and our three heroes fading into the fog. And like you said, Gothitelle is who's that Pokemon. thankfully, and we're crossing the bridge, and Ash is like, wait up, Gothitelle. And Gothitelle kind of looks, kind of has that side eye, and he's like, please tell us what's going on. Basically calls her out, and he's like, you created this world, didn't you? And Gothitelle's like, And he's like, we're in trouble because we got caught up in all this. And she's like, we want to go back to our world. I've got badges that I'm going to wait 3 more months to get.
It realistically, it probably would be that much if the damn Team Rocket episodes actually aired. Because let me tell you, I mean, we got 2 more episodes until Ash does his battle, but we would have 4 more episodes until he did those battles if we were in real time. But
Ash is like, we can't stay here. And Gothitelle's like, I'll tell you what you can do. And she's like, you can have this hyper beat. And then, you know, they duck. And Ash is like, what are you doing? And, you know, has to duck again. And Silen's like, if you battle this Gothitelle, we might figure out how to get out of here. Ash is like, I tried that. They got us here in the first
place. For real. And Ash is like, you know what? Forget it. You're right, Silen. Snivy.
No, he isn't.
I choose you. So he sends out Snivy again. If I was Snivy, Snivy came out looking like he's just ready to just do all sorts of stuff. I would have turned around and looked at Ash and been like, really? Really? Again. But at this time, freaking Gothitelle uses Psybeam on Snivy again, and this time Snivy jumps up and misses the attack, jumps on top of a piece of the bridge that has construction, and Gothitelle is just breaking shit. Just doesn't give a crap in the world about where it's shooting its psychic attack. And Snivy is just moving from one ledge to another ledge to another ledge, all the way over until Ash goes, use Vine Whip. And Snivy goes in to use Vine Whip. And it says on here that Gothitelle is using the move Deflect. So it's using, right. Yep. And it Ash's Snivy's Vine Whip gets deflected off of the barrier. It flings its Vine Whip back, and it's destroying stuff on the bridge as well. And then Ash goes, okay, that's not working. Leaf Blade, let's go! And Gothitelle then ends up vanishing from one end to another end, and using I think that move is called Double Team.
I believe so.
And then Gothitelle makes multiple copies of itself around Snivy, and Snivy's like, the hell's going on? The hell? And Gothitelle uses Psybeam again and just blasts Snivy, and Snivy gets hit hard. And Snivy, after it gets hit, jumps over, jumps right in front of Ash again. But at this point, Snivy, it seems like it's almost defeated. Doug?
It's winded, and Ash is like, can you still go? And Snivy's like, yeah. So Ash is like, all right, Leaf Storm. And Snivy uses Leaf Storm, and freaking Gothitelle puts up, you know, barrier again, and Ash is like, Leaf Blade. And Gothitelle uses Psybeam again, and nothing's working, and then picks up part of the debris, and it's just floating, and all of a sudden, we hear Gothitelle, and out of the fog comes the woman from before, and
it's Sally.
She's like, it's you know, it's me, dear. And then she looks, and she's like, it's me, Sally. And Gothitelle just drops whatever it's holding, and just is like, wah. And Ash is like, it's Sally. And Silen's like, the girl from the water taxi. And we have flashbacks, and, you know, wouldn't you know it? And I mean, she basically looks the same. Her hair grew out a little bit, and then you can just see that Gotha Tail's eyes are kind of floating a little bit, and she's like, "I got caught up in all this too." She's like, "I was walking through the mist at the Sky Arrow Bridge," and I mean, to be fair, Officer Jenny yelled at that car when it drove through.
Yep.
I mean, there was clearly something has been said about cars going through the fog when it's foggy. And she's like, "So we're inside your memories," and we flash back to the bridge being open and everything's bright and there's a party and like it looks like the inaugural water taxi, and of her father saying that this is the last ride, and you can tell that young Sally's kind of heartbroken, and we're packing up shop, and the captain's kind of crestfallen, and Sally's presenting her dad with flowers, and at the tail kind of starts to break down and cry, and Sally has to kind of, you know, calm it down. She's like, you know, don't cry anymore.
So Gotha Tail's been waiting here this whole time. So has nobody been able, has Gotha Tail been doing this entire time? Like, ever since Sally left? Just taking random trainers and sending them on this endless journey with the, with the bridge?
I think you hit it on the head that it's random, because otherwise something would have been said when they walked in. Like, hey, you know, watch the fog, because Officer Jenny pulled up when we first saw her, and she's like, "Oh, the fog's back." So I think you hit it on the head. I think it's kind of a coin flip scenario.
Yeah, that's
where she's like, you know, every 1 out of 10 or whatever gets the trip.
Yeah, and it's at this point in the episode we found out that Sally is getting ready to leave. So we're now at the flashback when Sally was a little girl, and her and her dad packed up a moving truck because it looks like business has slowed down ever since the bridge was built, because people don't need the water taxi anymore. So. Right. She Sally now has to move with her father to another location, leaving Gotha Tail behind. Now, my thing is, why didn't they just catch Gotha Tail and Gotha Tail just go with them? That's what I would have.
Well, right.
But then we wouldn't have an episode.
This is the Ash Ketchum paradox. How come he hasn't caught that Crocker Rock yet, you know?
Because he's stupid. I'm joking, everyone. Ash is not stupid. He's just a naive 10-year-old.
He's a little dumb.
A little bit. But Sally is telling, she reaches her hand out for Gotha Tail, and she's like, "Do you want to come with us, Gotha Tail?" And Gotha Tail's like, "Gotha?" Gotha Tail got in the car and went with Sally and her father, and they opened up another shop. And it's at this point where Sally looks like it says that she went to study to become a doctor. So she had to leave Gotha Tail and her father. And when she moved, it wasn't until several years later that Gotha Tail mysteriously disappeared. Like, just left the shop. And It left the shop because it was heartbroken over Sally, but now Sally has found Gothitelle. And we're back to present day, Doug.
Yeah, so she's like, as you can see, you know, I returned. I was able to successfully earn my qualification to become a doctor. She's like, as a doctor in training, I've moved from hospital to hospital. pardon me. And she's like, I just happened to be assigned to a hospital nearby that I was able to come here to visit. And she's like, you know, I'm getting hit right in the feels. And she's like, we really did have a good time back then. And, you know, we get flashbacks of all the trips on the water taxi, handing out tickets and snacks, and everybody's having a gay old time. And she's like, for ordinary people, it's nothing. But for us, these were precious memories. And, you know, pardon me. And she's like,
I'm so glad that you feel the same way, Gothitelle. The life we built before the bridge was built. She's like, I thank you. Thank you so very much. Hey, Gothitelle's just all gobsmacked. And she's like, but the truth, no matter how we wish, we can't turn back the hands of time. And Gothitelle's like, what? And she's like, you need to stop doing that. And Gothitelle just looks sad. And Sally is crying, and Gothitelle wipes the tears from Sally's eyes, and Gothitelle is like, happy, be happy. And Sally smiles, and she's like, I am happy. She's like, oh, Gothitelle. And our heroes are looking on. At this point, I'm sorry, I would have been crossing this bridge before Gothitelle goes into it, gets into her feelings again, and stops all this again. But I would have just been walking. But the fog at this point starts to get even more dense, and you can't see anything. And it starts circling around, and the fog just vanishes. And then they're not on the bridge anymore. Once the fog vanishes, they're back on the land again, right next to where the water taxi was. And Sada's like, look. The bridge is finished. We're back in our own world. And Ash looks over and sees Sally. Sally is standing there. She looks up and sees Gothitelle on top of the bridge where our heroes first saw her at the beginning of the episode. And Sally's like, but Gothitelle. And Gothitelle smiles. And she's like, Gothitelle, tell me, if I come visit, may I see you again? And Gothitelle's like, yes. And it creates the fog again and then just disappears. Doug?
And she's like, she kind of sighs. And she's like, oh, Gothitelle. And Silent is like, Gothitelle might have said a fond farewell to the world of memories. Because it saw you became what you wanted. And Sally's like, you think so? And Silent's like, it looked to me like Gothitelle realized that you cherish these memories and that you accept the passage of time. And that allowed I got the tail to move on. And Iris is like, yeah, she did seem pretty happy before she vanished. And Sally kind of looks up and she's like, you're right. I'm sure you're right. And she's all wistful and pardon me. And then
that's basically the end of the episode.
Yeah, Jenny rolls up and says, oh, it looks like the fog has cleared. And
Ash
She's like, what happened? And Ash is like, really? We don't have half an hour to walk you through it. You wouldn't believe us if we told you.
So, but it's at this point, he's like, so now that the Pokemon have all their memories, we have lots of memories to make ourselves, including me getting this next gym badge. And they are off to Castelia City. Because right across this bridge is Castelia City. And Ash is like, here we come. And he just runs off. And everyone's like, wait for me. And the narrator takes us away and says, it basically gives us a nice little farewell that memories are a once-in-a-lifetime ordeal. And it's nice to remember the fond memories. And just like Gothitelle remembers the fond memories of Sally, Sally will now remember the fond memories of Gothitelle and come back and visit. And he's like, so what new memories are awaiting our heroes next as they adventure into Castelia City? That's it. We're done.
That's it.
So... What did you think of this episode, bro?
A lot going on. Too much.
Too much going on. I don't think you could have this episode these days with the attention span that audiences have these days. Do you kind of agree, Doug?
No, it would need to be a two-parter for sure.
Yeah.
You know, you would have to split it. I don't know. You know, you would have to pad it out. Maybe you split it when present day Sally shows up in the memories and you go, what's going on? And then you can cut and you pad it out a little bit. I don't know how, but yeah, there's, like I say, they crammed about full-fledged ideas into this 20 minutes.
Yeah, they crammed a lot. So, yeah, that's it. What would you give this episode out of 5 stars, Doug, on your Dougometer?
This is probably... I think I would edge it into 3. I mean, I just feel like you gotta kind of honor the fact that there was so much going on, and it was a very, very ambitious episode with the parallel time zones and, you know, time resetting itself and this magical mystical fog. You know, I feel like you can't dismiss it. So yeah, I don't think I would go further than a 3.
I'm probably in the same camp with you with a 3 as well. So, all right. that is going to be this week's episode then. I normally do a Pokemon opening pack, but I don't have one right in front of me right now. So, so this week I'm not going to do the Pokemon pack opening, but I will have one on the next episode. So do you have anything else to add, Doug, before we sign on out of here?
I don't believe I do.
All right. Well, then go ahead and say your goodbye, Doug.
Bye, Doug.
And this is Wrestling Chris G telling all of you, I will see you next week with a whole bunch of buggy Pokemon, everybody. Have a good night, everyone.